Episode number 290, Random Camaro Coolness.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
So spring has arrived for a couple weeks.
No, it hasn't.
Well, it hasn't arrived here yet.
We're totally weather-wise. We're totally screwed.
At least it's sunny out. Unlike earlier this week when we had a freaking ice storm in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know. We had that one week where like my kid wore shorts to school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now it's 25 degrees here in the Motor City.
Yeah, I think it was 17 when you and I went out to breakfast this morning.
Dandy. Well, it can't last forever because nothing does.
Nope.
Including these high gas prices, praying to God. You know, we always got to lead into that from the weather. So
of course.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll get there. I've definitely got spring fever, man. I can't wait.
I was planning on taking my Camaro out this week. I had every intention to. And then we got that damn ice storm and all the salt and all that crap back on the road again. So it delayed another week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes this week.
Yeah.
Keep my fingers crossed.
So we don't really have one big main headline because things have just been quiet lately. But we got just lots of random Camaro coolness that we plucked from the Camaro Z28.com community and all that other stuff.
Yes.
And maybe some news bits.
Yeah.
So.
Because we're noticing that some people are taking delivery of their new Camaros.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. We just were reading through a thread in the message board today about, what's the name of that guy?
I'm going to it right now. I'm unprepared. Is it
Dr. Damon?
Dr. Damon.
Just took delivery of his Synergy Green SS car.
Yeah.
Beautiful, stunning pictures.
Yeah, said his dream car was a black IROC Z with T-tops, and wasn't it everybody's at one point?
Yeah.
Fast forward to college graduation, parents bought him a brand new 95 black Z28 with T-tops, and the performance actual ratio, 21 year old at the time. So he loved his Camaro, and after 13 years of ownership, had to let it go. Wow.
Look at those pictures.
Yeah.
I like how his shoelaces match his car.
I know. That's no mistake. He's got a great-looking family, too. He's got a wife that let him get the car, so she's obviously a good woman. And he's expecting his third child, yeah. Raising a Camaro family, that's excellent.
Nice.
Look at the look on his face in post number...
What's his permagrin?
It isn't one, man. Look at the look, man. That's a new Camaro owner for sure.
Heck yeah.
And then Rob V posted on post number 5, didn't even see it. He says... You know, now get yourself some smooth locks for that door handle like the rest of us.
Right.
I didn't even see that. I completely missed it because I was too busy looking at the shoelaces.
No, they only come in black, so you got to paint them yourself.
Yeah, but they're pretty easy to paint. Pretty easy to paint. I got some tips on them at smoothlock.com if you want to paint them, custom paint them to match. Synergy Green might be... let me put it this way. I've seen red and black and white and, you know, all that, but I've never seen a Synergy Green smooth lock. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I definitely would. So congratulations, Dr. Damon. Nice choice, nice car.
Looks like we've got some other people taking delivery of cars, too.
Yeah, Settlemyer took delivery of his convertible a month or two ago, and even though it's freezing bitter cold, he took it out, took the top down.
Yeah, well, it looks like he went out to Metro and shot some pictures by the lake there.
Metro Beach here in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
And that made front page news because we just thought it was pretty cool. It did make front page news.
Oh, of course.
Did when he first got it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has that rustic tin roof option. I'd like to know the RPO code for that. I don't know why nobody replied. I was actually expecting, you know, some thumbs up or something like that, but no. People just blipped right past it. Said it was terrible.
Well, I'm looking for someone. I know someone took delivery of a convertible here too.
Oh, that was in the new member introduction forum.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Which we'll probably be getting to a little bit later on. We haven't done a recap of the new members in a while.
No. And I know the convertibles are all hitting the lots now, and I've seen quite a few on the road recently here. So I know the dealers have got them.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I saw one at the gym A week ago.
Oh, okay.
And it had the 21-inch wheels and ground effects and everything already on it. So I'm almost thinking maybe somebody traded in a 2010 coupe and just said, take the wheels and tires off, pop it on this one or something like that. You know,
that's possible.
Yeah. So they're definitely coming out. I can't wait to actually drive in one. Settlemyer was supposed to let us drive his, but he's been too busy doing all Camaro stuff, so you can't blame him. What else we got going on here?
Well, this week also in the fifth gen forum here, Camaro Scotty, one of our good friends, posted a link that was on the Detroit News. I'm surprised I didn't see this because normally I read the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press every day, but I must have skimmed by this. Anyways, the headline says GM sues car hauler Allied to recover 1,700 pickups, coupes, and held hostage.
Yeah.
So skimming through the article, obviously the Camaro content is that there are a bunch of Camaros being held hostage by this Allied trucking company over a dispute. I don't know. Can they do that? I mean, obviously they can't. That's why GM's suing them. But if I was one of those people waiting for my car, you know, that I had ordered back in November when you could order the convertibles,
right,
I would be so pissed.
Right. I mean, whatever problems Allied and GM have with each other isn't my problem.
Right.
I just want to buy the car. Don't get me involved. That's what I would be saying.
Oh, God, yes. This is last Thursday, Allied Systems ceased providing transportation services to GM. As a result, GM took immediate steps to resource the work previously performed by Allied. Allied was in possession of 1,700 vehicles, GM spokesman Dan Flores said. GM has asked for the vehicles, and Allied has refused, prompting the lawsuit. So they want the cars back. Allied said, no.
No.
So GM's suing them. I don't understand what this is all about.
Well,
but obviously there's some sort of dispute here.
Yeah, hopefully it gets resolved soon. Everybody walks away happy, including the people who are waiting for their cars.
Mm. Well, it says the dispute stemmed from a tiff between the hauler and the Teamsters Union. I don't know what that's all about. Ugh, I would be pissed beyond belief.
Yeah, it's the good and bad of, you know, of unions.
Take it between the two companies. Don't get the customer involved.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. It's. I don't know the facts, and I'm not pro or anti union. I'm just kind of, I'm Switzerland on that because I see both sides.
Exactly.
But I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, let's get to something cool. How's about a Camaro in China?
Yeah, it's looking like it now, but it's not going to be called a Camaro in China because they don't know what Camaro is or the Camaro name.
They have a hard time pronouncing a hard C sound.
Yeah. So it will actually be called the Kimai Luau, or however that's pronounced. Sounds Hawaiian.
I think it'd be low. Luau. I think it'd be Kimailo.
Kimailo.
Which sounds a lot like Camaro.
Kimailo.
But it has to be, the F-Bod Father posted in there, it doesn't, you know, you can't get there from here when it comes to translating English to Chinese.
No, of course not.
You know, it's been argued that why don't we just call it, you know, Camaro, because otherwise it sounds made up. Well, it is made up because Camaro sounds even more made up to the Chinese car buyer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty cool to know that Camaro is going to be sold in China. Did we really not see this coming, or was I just not paying attention?
China is a huge car market right now.
It's
huge.
Absolutely huge. It's
so
going to be expensive.
Getting the Camaro over there is going to be great. What it's looking like here is the 3.6 liter V6, which is good for 312 horsepower and can be paired with either a 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic transmission. Let's see. They're going to do that one as well. No word yet on the V8, but they're saying it's going to start at approximately 50,000 Chinese yuan, or a tidy $76,267 US dollars. So, ouch.
This is for the V6 version.
Yeah.
So you guys think that the Camaro is overpriced now, which it isn't, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, and value for value.
Bang for bang.
Bang for bang. Yeah, there's something good that's going to come out of this, above and beyond what we've already talked about. And guess what that is?
What?
Cool export car parts.
Yeah.
Just like the candy corn taillights for the fourth gens?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think there might be something there to have, you know, people like unique stuff that is for the export market.
Yeah, as long as they're not cheap imitation knockoff type of things.
Well, I was schooled today. I know that Chinese companies have popped off car sort of clones, but I didn't know it was running as rampant as what it was. iPods and cell phones and headphones.
iPads and everything,
and,
man.
You know, electronic little gadgets and gizmos. Yeah, that's one thing. But complete cars, I had no idea until somebody directed me to a link on it. The concern is, what if China pops off a fake Camaro? Well, the Camaro is such a unique car that it would cost more to replicate it exactly than to just sell them over there.
Yeah.
They might do it. They might do it, you know, but it won't be a real Camaro, and it'll be pretty easy to tell to the naked eye.
Yeah.
Either that or just don't buy a car in China. Speaking of overseas and everything, I'm very proud to announce something very cool.
What's that?
I mentioned in a previous podcast that I was looking for a way to give back to the Japanese community and the victims of the earthquake and tsunami. And I figured out a way to do it. And, well, here's the deal. I have one of one CamaroZ28.com diecast Series 3 green machines signed by the Camaro team and all Camaro disciples.
Nice.
There's only one of these. There's other ones out there, but they're not green machines. In other words, all 15 disciples got a car, and every one of those cars was signed by everybody.
Okay.
But the green machine I had signed specifically for a charity function, and I put it away in my fire safe, and there it sat until a special occasion, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up an eBay auction, and I'm going to auction off this car, including certificate of authenticity, signed by all 15 Camaro disciples, as well as a lot of people on the Camaro team, including Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, John Fitzpatrick, Al Oppenheiser, and even more folks that stopped by at our last disciple meeting in August.
Nice.
It's 100% of the proceeds will go straight to the Tsunami Relief Fund.
Nice.
Through an accredited charity organization through eBay. I will never see a dime personally of this, and that's fine. That's what this is for. That's why I want to do this. So, all I can say is that when the auction is put up, I'll include
start bidding and bidding furiously.
And if you can't afford it, please tell somebody about it that you think is interested or could, because this is 100% for charity.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And to be informed of other cool things that are charity related, as well as CamaroZ28.com diecast related, including contests and coupon codes and giveaways and some freebies I'm going to have some fun with, I started a Facebook page for the diecast
series. It's about damn time.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people, they kind of peruse around the board, but they don't go to the section that I post in.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are on Facebook, and so it'd be a nice way to tie Facebook and CamaroZ28.com and the CamaroZ28.com diecast series together.
Yep.
So just head over to Facebook.com/CZ28diecast. And make sure you like the page. As soon as I hit 100 likes on the page, I'll release a contest.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna say anymore.
Okay.
But there'll be plenty more going forward, so you make sure you want
to
join that up.
I can't wait to see that auction.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get up there.
Well, I did this before, if you remember. And it went for Habitat for Humanity, and I believe it went for a little over $500.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, much, but, you know,
every little bit helps.
I want to help. Yeah. You know, I really, when I saw the, you know, the tragedy that happened over there, I'm like, I wish I knew of something I could do, even something small, and then it dawned on me. So I'm very happy to be able to do this.
I know. I was listening to the news, and it's amazing how many companies in that part of Japan are going to affect the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, they said that Nikon just said that they weren't going to be able to release their new D4 camera because it's produced in, I think, Fukushima, where, you know, not only where the tsunami happened, but, you know, they're having that nuclear reactor meltdown.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's a big deal. I mean, it's easy to say it's not because it's so far away, but it's really not. We've got a lot of American people over there, American soldiers, American servicemen and women. And we even have plenty of automotive workers over there, too, including one of our moderators of CamaroZ28.com, Jacob Shorey, was there the day it happened. He works for Caterpillar, and he was working there. So it's not just because we're separated by the ocean doesn't mean we're separated.
Nope.
And you'll
there's
start to
be a, there's going
to
be a trickle-down effect.
Oh, absolutely. Just like when, you know, the economy caused the automotive slowdowns to happen.
Yeah.
It affected everything. This is going to affect us as well. So we need to, you know, work our way through it, give what we can when we can, and and be as supportive as possible. Put, you know, put aside the whole GM versus Toyota thing, and because that's what a lot of people think of initially.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Well,
man.
You know, the car people, they think, oh, right. You know, Japan and, you know, down with Toyota and all that, right. When they're loyal to GM. But this is different. This is definitely different.
Well, they said that Ford is going to have to almost pretty much cancel two colors because the whatchamacallit, the tint for the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Is patented by a company in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that they said it was Tuxedo Black and a certain tint of red that is not coming back, not coming over anymore because of the problems over there. So
we need to help Japan get back on their feet as soon as possible.
All right,
let's move on to something happy. Here. We got some voicemails, Chris?
Yeah, we do. We got a couple voicemails this week, and we got a whole bunch of app messages again, too.
All right, well, you want to kick off the voicemails?
You bet.
Nice.
It's Postal Dirt. Hey, guys. How you doing? Well, my tips for getting car storage would be put it in reverse, back it out, make sure you check your mirror so you can see everything, and then put it in driver first gear. Oh, Postal Wifey says you're her honey badger, so I guess you guys are having a little tete-a-tete or whatever. And Mr. Fitzpatrick, tell him the color of the car that I was driving was the sour apple green neon electric. And I think I'm colorblind, but I do like the color now. I think it's a different color. Who knows? But, yeah, you guys have a great podcast, and I'll call back and rev my engine up for you and see if you like a V6 growl on there. All right, you guys have a good weekend. See you on Facebook. Bye.
Postal Dave calling in. Haven't heard from him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. Good to hear from him again.
So he says it's sour apple green electric.
Okay.
He's kind of
officially renaming the.
It kind of fits.
Fits.
Yeah,
fits. Patrick, get it. Oh, okay. Always cool to hear from you, Postal Dave.
Oh, yeah.
I like his getting out of car storage tips. You know, yeah. Why make a big deal out of it? Just take it out and drive it.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I have to make
concerted effort.
Like a spectacle out of it. It has to be an all-day concentrated effort.
Dun, dun, dun.
Open the garage door, and it's coming out. And I actually had to get under the hood the other day to take a part off because I'm going to have some custom paint work done. Over at my buddy's shop at GymTech, GymTechInc.com, little plug. And it's the first time I'd seen it, like, without the cover on it in months.
Oh.
And the Covercraft cover that I've got, not a speck of dust on it. God, it's a great car cover. So, all right. Well, thanks, Postal Dave. Thanks for the clarification, the heads up, and the good times. What do we got next?
We got one more.
Hi, this is Postal Sexy Wife. I just wanted to find out why you wussies have your cars in storage throughout the winter. Can you not drive your Camaro in the snow? Because I can. I drive it like it's stolen. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
This is the Honey Badger.
Did we mention the Honey Badger before?
We must have.
So, Postal Wifey calling us out.
Yeah.
Listen, lady. When you've got as much power under the hood as what I have, you don't even drive it when it's raining. Because you don't want to risk completely losing control of the massive amount of horsepower and wrapping that machine around a tree.
Yeah.
So, you want to line them up? We'll do it in dry weather, baby.
I don't drive mine through the winter because I've been there and done that, and I would rather just drive my Equinox, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, once you get spoiled by driving a winter vehicle in the winter, you don't want to fight the fight anymore. But you know what?
As much as I'd want to.
Yeah, I know. And if Postal Wifey drives in the winter, then she's one heck of an awesome Camaro.
Yeah,
I'll
give you all the credit.
Camaro chick, so.
Heck yeah.
Cool to hear from her. Is that, what
honey
else
badger.
We have? Honey Badger. I have a feeling that the Oshawa event's going to be a good old time.
Honey Badger.
With the Postal Dave and Honey Badger Postal Wifey.
Yeah.
Cool. So, do we have any more?
No. That's it.
No.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to get more calls in. We're doing a quick contest, you know.
Yeah.
You're getting cars out of storage. Maybe it's not happening because of the weather, but we definitely want to hear from you for that or otherwise. And just give us a call. Here's out.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast
Call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We've got some more app messages this week now, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, if you're using our iPhone app, there's a little button on there. It says contact us. It's one-way communication with us. And easy way to throw us a picture, a quick message, and a lot of you do. And sometimes these are hilarious to read and look at the pictures. We've got some more this week. Here's one. It says it's a picture.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
It says, look what my buddy has at his place, LOL Bear. And if you're ever at a car show and you always have the little, I want to say, what is it, a midget? No.
It's like a little kid, a little stuffed kid.
And they're like leaning up against the bumper, kind of like hiding or crying or something like that. And you just want to run up to it and punt it.
I want to kick it like a football.
Yes. This was the picture, and it was like standing in a corner.
Yeah, it's the crying kid against the bumper of the 55 Chevy. Yeah. Stupid.
We got three more messages here that are...
I'm going to carry a little... I'm just going to grab your cigarette lighter and set one on fire the next time I see it.
Yeah.
That'll work. Then kick it. Go ahead.
These messages are indecipherable.
Somebody's... I'll read that one.
Blah, 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 blah. Perfect. Here's another picture.
Oh.
Looks like a St. Patrick's Day parade with a convertible white Camaro.
That's cool.
With red stripes.
Thanks
there.
For sending that to us.
This was sent by El Bowtie.
El Bowtie. Yep. I've seen him on the board.
Yep. And here's a message that says, hi, Chance from Illinois here. I enjoy your podcast. Even though I do not own a Camaro, I own a 2005 GTO and a 2010 SRT8 Jeep. Keep up the good work, and if you see a silver Jeep in Detroit with Illinois plates, throw me a wave.
I will do that.
Yeah.
I've got a 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee in silver.
Those are badass Jeeps, man.
Nice. Definitely nice. And you know what? GTOs are pretty cool, too. I still think they didn't get the fair shake, and they're severely underrated.
Okay. Next message is a sexy postal wife. He says, you guys are honey badgers.
Did she post a pic?
No.
Oh.
No.
Dave, you got to hook brothers up.
Next one is, it's another picture here.
All right, what do we got?
Two very attractive females with a fourth-gen convertible anniversary car.
Yeah, is there something in the watermark in the corner?
I believe that says IndyRPM.com.
Nice. Thanks for sending us that picture. You know, we really kind of, I kind of feel kind of silly now. We're describing pictures that we're seeing and all our listeners can't see them.
I know.
So it's just our way of saying thanks for sending the pictures,
The next message says, I have a 95 Z28 Camaro. The elbow hose that connects to the driver's side exhaust check valve keeps melting. Any idea why I'm having to replace it? And where's a good place to get a good hose?
Postal wife. Oh, no.
What temp does the heat run through this hose?
210? I don't know.
You know
who would be a good one to ask about this?
Who?
Engineer
on the message
board. Typically, we recommend that people who have tech questions for their cars, definitely head over to CamaroZ28.com/forums, post in the appropriate section, after posting in the new member introduction, by the way.
Of course.
And somebody will be there to take care of you.
Okay. Next up is, it looks like this is a message from a car dealership here.
Uh-oh.
It says, Camaro convertible for sale for $42,000 in Sioux Falls, Dakota.
All right. Shameless plug.
And it's a convertible black.
That's you, buddy. It's an SS.
SS.
Yeah, it's you. Go get it.
Look, not even any stripes on there.
Well, you can put them on.
And next up is, hi, I am 16 years old, and I'm at a Chevy dealership sitting in my favorite car ever. Well, that's kind of cool, sitting in his favorite car, writing to us on the podcast app.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I have convinced my parents to get me a used 2010 Camaro SS next year. I was very impressed with the car the few moments I was in it.
That's cool. Is that it?
For that one.
Oh.
The next one says Halliday. I don't know what that means.
Right on.
And the last message says, hello, I have a Camaro LT2 in Italy and is broken with problem in crankshaft. I need replacements, but Italy Chevrolet do not give me warranty. What can I do? Thanks for helping me, Paolo.
Ooh.
Well, if anybody has any suggestions or knows how to help him out, I can pass along his email address.
Tough spot, man.
Or Paolo, if you're listening, post in the forum.
Mm-hmm.
There might be somebody out there who can help you out.
Ooh, tough spot.
Yeah.
I don't know
why they wouldn't give me a warranty.
Maybe they don't sell the car there and he had to have it imported in.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, those are all the app messages
week. Very cool. If you haven't downloaded our iPhone app, it's pretty easy. Just head over to the App Store and search for CamaroZ28.com and bam.
Got that right
done.
Away. Yep.
So let's see here.
What's next on the agenda?
New member introductions. There's been a lot of them lately. I won't go through all of them, but there's quite a bit. So if you haven't posted, if you're a new member and you haven't posted in there, just head over there and just give a quick introduction. Just let people know who you are, where you're from, a little bit about your car or whatever car you plan on having one day, and we can welcome you. Let's see here. Got some other stuff going on. Redline Goods, one of our longtime advertisers. Makes genuine Italian leather shift boots and custom leather items, top quality stuff.
Not fine Corinthian leather.
No, it's even actual real leather.
Like butter.
Not just Corinthian. So we're told that they posted in the supporting vendor forums they're desperately in need of a 2010/2011 Camaro to use as a guinea pig to develop some products on. So
I know people do that from time to time.
Yeah, and I've gotten samples from Redline Goods before. Very, very high-quality stuff, like top-notch. So if you've got a 2010-2011 Camaro that you've been looking at getting a custom leather shift boot made, and they can do it in different materials, different fabrics, different stitching, look them up. Just head over to, like I said, the Supporting Vendor Index, Supporting Vendor Forum, and specials and sponsors and GPs and all that.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, PFYC is posting in there. They're always doing some specials, but they only last so long, so you got to be quick.
Parts for your car.
Parts for your car. And then finally, we got a new advertiser, Jarhead Bob and Max. These guys gained some interesting notoriety just by posting some of their really, really cool custom trunk panels that they make.
Yeah.
These huge custom cut and custom designed lettering and everything, and then they can add LED lighting and stuff like that. Well, I found out, I was talking to them, they don't do them just for 5th-gen Camaro trunks. They actually make them, like for 4th-gens where you can set them in the back seat. They're designed to kind of park in the back seat.
Oh, nice.
For shows and stuff like that. And they can do a lot of stuff. They're pretty versatile. So check them out, jarheadbobandmax.com. Seems like a really, really good bunch of guys. And get some custom stuff done, man. They do great looking work. And I think I think we should do some more with these folks in the future.
Absolutely.
They make a neat product. We're very happy to have them on board.
Cool.
And if you're a listener and you got a business, you want to advertise on CamaroZ28.com or work out a partnership deal, we're easy going and open.
Yep.
What else you got, Chris?
That's it.
That's it. I think we're kind of starting to run out of time.
Yeah.
I guess I hope the spring comes around soon.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. So
I'm waiting.
I guess as we sign off, thanks again for listening, and thanks again for bidding on the charity auction that I'm going to have up on eBay. Check the show notes for the link, and also check the CamaroZ28.com diecast Facebook page for the
Absolutely.
Link.
Absolutely.
And I'm out.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.